Hey everyone, and welcome to this demo of Hellhunter 2 Damned Soul. This is the next and last game in the Hellhunter line of games. And I'm pretty sure it picks up right after Hellhunter Antinomen. This came out on Friday, and I'm getting around to playing it now. I would like to thank Jackson for buying a copy of this game for me. I believe he was also a tester, which is pretty cool. But he has very kindly purchased the game for me. I've already activated it, so it should be a matter of just running it. And before I begin, let's just give you a quick recap. So I know I didn't complete the first one because of the maze, but basically I did play it once, and essentially you get through that maze. You get out. Throughout that, you have visions of Deus. We're not really sure what that means, though I suspect it might mean that she's not dead. We don't know, though. And so basically, you get out of there. I think there's a side quest where you have to go back in there into the maze and find something, but I definitely didn't want to do that. You meet Alucard, which, by the way, is Dracula spelled backwards. I know that's kind of stupid, but whatever. So, Alucard is the son of Dracula, and you find out that the mechanical thing that's been chasing you is actually called the Antinomen. It's a construct made by Dracula, and basically, you work with Alucard to destroy it, and that's where the game ends. So,
HH2ENG items view list, hellhunterdamsoul.txt.
Let's go ahead and run this. And as always, we have our host, David.
Hellhunterdamsoul.
Hellhunter, Damned Soul. Move among the options in the main menu with the left and right arrow keys. Then press Control to select an option.
Thank you, David. Always appreciate your excellent work. Alright, so the controls are the same. If you move to the left and right, you'll go through the choices in the menus, and when you're exploring.
New game. Load game. Credits. Exit game. New game.
And you hit the control key to begin. So, let me adjust myself in my chair. And the adventure. Oop, hang on a second. Let me move this out the way here. There's a belt. Got stuck. Okay. I'm just gonna put this over here for right now. But yes, as they say, the adventure begins.
Load new game.
So I'm going to hit the control key, and we'll listen to the introduction.
The story of Elian, the vampire hunter, is about to start. You can skip cutscenes by pressing control for 2 seconds. Move among the options in the pause menu with the left and right arrow keys. Then press control to select an option. Use the right and left arrow to explore the environment, forward and backwards. Use the control key to examine the interactive elements, spacebar to open the pause menu, and the I key to access the infantry. During battle, press the up arrow key to attack, press the left, right, or down arrow key to dodge. Use the spacebar to drink a blood vial, and control to hear Elian's health amount.
Very well. That is all you need to know in order to survive. Good luck. Our story takes place in our days, in some places located somewhere in Transylvania. In a world where technology has spread worldwide, mankind can't even imagine that vampires and all the creatures of the night actually exist. Some of them have even managed to integrate into society. Elian is a Dampier, the son of a vampire and a human. He became a vampire hunter a long time ago. After failing to hunt Dracula, he has been chased by Anti-Noman, an invincible war machine that belonged to Dracula. He escaped for a long time until, with the help of Alucard, he managed to destroy Anti-Noman. Alucard, the son of Dracula, is a Dampier like him, and he wants to kill his father. That is the reason why he helped Elien. So they started an alliance. Some months ago, they started the preparations for their mission. They moved to the center of the nation. Those grassy lands in the middle of nowhere are perfect as a meeting point. So Elien and Alucard meet here each time they make some progress with the mission. Now they are ready for the next phase of their plan. Alucard told Elien that Dracula can count on advanced technologies due to his interests in science and technology that he cultivated for centuries, so he can track any information from the web, the internet that mankind created. They can't afford to be tracked by Dracula, so they never used any of it, not even a smartphone, nor will they use it starting from now. Alucard can count on some contact, which provided him with some precious information. Inside the capital, in the secret archive of the government palace, there are top-secret documents about vampires. Actually, that's not a surprise, but the fact is that those documents should contain some secret information about Dracula. Information that maybe not even Alucard knows. Elien's task is to enter the capital and sneak inside the government palace to obtain the document they are searching for. Alucard knows that it should take some time. Anyway, he says that inside the capital, he has a helper. Elien will be able to meet him during his stay inside the capital. Knocking at the door of his house and speaking Alucard's name will be enough to get shelter. Elien prepares to leave. Alucard will finish with the preparations. Alucard warns Elien that the plague which spread worldwide some months ago is about to even reach the capital. In fact, he's heard that something is happening in the capital. So Elien should stay alert.
All right. Excuse me.
A place in the middle of nothing. There are few rocks and trees around here. You have reached meeting point.
And here we are in the starting area. Now, let me make sure that my microphone's good to go. Yeah, I think so. And I've been told to go into the menu and change some stuff, so let me hit the space bar.
You opened the menu page. Press backspace to go back to the map.
And the commands here are pretty much the same, so I go to the right.
Life points. 100% life points. He's in perfect condition. Experience points. Elien reached level 1. 2,000. Experience for the next level.
Okay.
Inventory. Instructions. Game progression. Battle background. Volume settings. 70%. 40%. 10%.
I've been told to put this down to 10.
Alert sound on quiet attack. Activated alert. Quit game. Life points.
And I hit backspace.
You're back in the map.
Alright, so let's begin exploring.
Saving point. You saved the game.
And the heartbeat tells me that that will heal me.
Tree. Between tasks, Elien tends to rest here, while sitting and laying his back against a trunk. Medical kit. Alucard usually puts some transfusion bags inside the medical kit periodically, and based on what he says, he doesn't need them. He can rely on his personal supply of blood vials. So Elien just picks them up and transfers the blood inside the vials he creates with the crystallization of his Dampier powers. This time there are 3 transfusion bags, so Elian gets 3 blood vials.
Very good.
3. Medical. There's no transfusion bags left at the moment. However, Alucard could put in some new ones at a later date.
Yep.
So Elian will check it later.
All right.
Rock. This rock is the place where Alucard sits during a break. Alucard. Alucard suggests to Elian to get some blood from the medical kit before leaving, in case he hasn't done it already.
Okay.
To the capital, Alucard suggests to Elian...
Yeah.
To the... Save... You saved the game.
All right. Let's begin, shall we?
To the capital. The capital is almost there. On the way, there's a narrow passage. On Elian's left, there's a ravine. Not much distance from it, there's a large mountain covered with trees. You have reached road to the capital.
Interesting ambience.
Signpost. The distance from the capital is a few kilometers. All the other places written inside the signpost don't interest Elian. Mountain. Most of the mountain is covered with trees, except the bottom. That part is just rock, but it's completely vertical. Also, the ravine which leads to that point is really deep. In other words, it's almost impossible to gain access to that mountain. To outside the capital. To the entrance. Signpost. To outside the capital. You have reached meeting point.
Oh, I see.
Save. You saved the... To the capital. You have... To the end... Road to... To the entrance. Elian enters the capital. It's actually less lively than he expected. Few people are around, and some of them are military forces. That would explain a thing or two. You have reached capital. Entrance. Burnt car. That car has been riddled by a machine gun. It's difficult to know if it has been burned down by some Molotov cocktail or something else.
Okay.
Soldier. The soldier saw Elian coming from outside. Hence, he has no business with him. Seems like there's a civil war going on. Or so he says. Bystander. That guy just stands near a wall with a vacuous gaze. The military forces aren't paying much attention to him. To the road to the capital. 2 alleys. Helper's house. Burnt car. Helper's house. Burnt. Helper's house.
I guess it's bugged. Okay.
2 alleys. It doesn't seem like a recommended area. In the distance, Elian hears some voices. Farther away, he can hear some screams, and also someone shooting a gun. You have reached capital. Alleys. Graffiti. Along the walls, it's full of images, but even more of political invectives and insults. Corpse. A guy lies on the ground next to a dumpster with his back on the wall. He's dead. Elian uses his power of hearing the voices of the dead and touches the body. His mind is still too blurry. Probably he died by overdose.
All right.
To the entrance, to the square. Abandoned building. South alley. Graffiti. At the end of an alley, there's a dead end. The wall seems like the side of an abandoned building. All the passages are completely shut down, so there's not much that Elian can do. South alley. Just another alley. It's narrow and long. It leads to nowhere that would interest Elian. Abandoned to the square. It's one of the most famous squares of the capital. It's very wide, and the cultural heritage is remarkable. Despite this, the mood is ruined by the shootouts nearby. People are escaping from military forces. At a certain point, Elian can see from a distance an innocent girl being hit accidentally by a stray bullet. She lies on the ground a few moments later. You have reached Capitol Square.
Sorry about that. My ear is driving me crazy just a little bit. Okay. Let's see what we got here.
Saving point. You saved the game. Metaguy. It's him! Metaguy, a weirdo that used to give advice to Elian, greets him once more inside Blood Hut. He corrects himself with Hellhunter. To celebrate their meeting, he asks Elian if he remembers the advice he gave him. In case he forgot, he quickly tells him the most relevant. In short, to make a good exploration, Elian must check items and places more than one time, and eventually at a later time. For people, it works exactly the same way. There's also another reminder for Elian.
It's 11.
Namely, the...
Oh, crap. Sorry. That was my clock program.
Saving Metaguy.
Let's try that again.
It's him! Metaguy, a weirdo that used to give advice to Elian, greets him once more inside Blood Hut. He corrects himself with Hellhunter. To celebrate their meeting, he asks Elian if he remembers the advice he gave him. In case he forgot, he quickly tells him the most relevant. In short, to make a good exploration, Elian must check items and places more than one time, and eventually at a later time. For people, it works exactly the same way. There's also another reminder for Elian, namely the act of turning around. If Elian explores a map going forward, and then he goes backward, that means he just turned around. The same happens if he first goes backward and then forward. Metaguy warns Elian about a new detail. Monsters might be able to attack in more than one way, and maybe even multiple times. There are more features he will be aware about, so he has to pay attention to the information he will obtain during his journey.
All right.
Soldier. The battle begins.
So the combat's the same.
The battle ends. Elian gains 50 experience points. Press control to continue.
Okay.
To the government. Saving point. To the alley. Soldier. The battle begins.
The combat's the same as in Hellhunter 1.
The battle ends. Elian gains 50 experience points. Press control. Saving. You saved the Metaga girl. Elian checks the girl. There's nothing he can do. She died instantly. A few moments later, some steps get closer. It's a woman who is running towards the girl, calling her name with all her voice. Elian moves aside and doesn't say a word. The woman crouches next to the girl as blood flows from the corpse. She's shaking in pain. She won't stop crying. While the mother holds her dead daughter in her arms, and both get soaked in her blood, she swears revenge on the government. with a strangled voice. Elian leaves, clenching his fists so tight to get the blood out. That's the type of scene he hates the most. He's seen enough for today. As Alucard told him, there's a helper in the capital who knows him. Elian should search for his house.
Oh, so I can't...
Soldier, to the alleys. To the government palace. Saving point. You save... To the government palace. The gate is closed, and the military forces won't let anyone pass, no matter the reason.
Yeah, okay.
To the alleys.
Alright. Okay, so now I can go to that house.
You have reached Sal Cap, abandoned to the square, to the entrance, corpse, to the...
Let's go over here.
You have reached Helper's Capital, to Helper's House. This should be the house of the helper mentioned by Alucard. Elian knocks the door. A man opens the door. Obviously they don't know each other, yet as Elian speaks Alucard's name, he invites Elian inside without saying another word.
Okay.
Burnt car, to the helper's house. The house is quite modest. The furniture is normal, and the appearances too. Despite him somehow knowing Alucard, he really seems like an ordinary guy. You have reached capital, helper's house. Bookshelf. The bookshelf is filled with books about recent history and politics. They cover many arguments and involve all the local political parties. So Elian can't figure out which party he votes for.
Okay.
Medical kit. Elian looks at the helper. He says that there's no problem. He can take all the transfusion bags he wants. Elian wonders if that means he knows about Dampier's. Anyway, he gets 2 blood vials. Stare. The medical kit is empty. Stare. Cell phone. Helper. To the entrance. Help. Self. Stare. Medical. Stare. The bedroom for guests is upstairs. Most of the house is on floor 0 anyway. Cell phone. There's an obsolete cell phone on a small table. With that model, it's not possible to navigate on the internet. Just make calls and exchange SMS. A measure against Dracula?
An obsolete cell phone.
Helper. The helper invites Elian to sit somewhere. The dinner will be ready in minutes. So they sit at the table and converse while eating. The guy is not asking anything about Elian, so he will do the same with the helper. But it's a shame since he will miss a chance to know more about Alucard. Elian would rather ask about the current situation of the capital. The helper starts from the latest elections. An extremist party, which gained support from people over the years, won the election. After some time, it suddenly took an authoritarian turn. Recently, he thinks they started to spread false rumors about incidents caused by rebels and terrorists. Moreover, the global spread of the plague appearing some months ago is just the perfect pretext to apply repressive and restrictive measures. So the Secret Service sequesters presumed terrorists and collaborators, while military forces allow to consolidate the state of things. And this is how an incident like the girl's death can happen. The helper is clearly indignant about the situation, but Elian doesn't clearly understand what role he has in all of this. Perhaps he offers a shelter to people in need. Anyway, they finish dinner, and Elian goes upstairs to sleep. Elian is finally alone, He puts his stuff nearby, then he sits on the side of his bed. A few seconds later, someone appears from nowhere. It's an old acquaintance of Elian's. She's a vampire that captured Elian some time ago and tortured him for days. There's more. She's dead due to Elian, who bit her neck and drank all her blood in a moment of desperation. Since the day Elian killed Deus and drained her essence, she never stopped appearing to him in this way. She's used to getting in touch with him and teasing him with some comment. It's difficult for Elian to understand her current nature. It could be caused by his powers to interfere with the boundary between life and death, a power which, among many other things, allows him to hear the voices of the dead he touches. With her, it's different. Anyway, he never really knew exactly how that power works. She's always dressed the same way as that day. Her long, smooth legs quietly step forward. She stops next to Elian, from a perspective in which she can stare at him from above. She's even quite tall herself. She chuckles as Elian looks away from her. While asking him if he missed her, she sits next to him and slowly puts her hand on Elian's. The nail polish matches perfectly with the color of her hair, and her lips as well. He's gonna ignore her, so he lies on the bed with his head pointing towards the ceiling. She knows that he's sorry about that. She can't play with him anymore, even if now they are in the same position as one of those days. She slightly turns her head to the left. From here, Elian can see her back, her shoulders. Her long and soft scarlet hair covers most of her face, except for the nose and her red lips. The contrast of her pale skin makes them exalt further, and her hair almost acts like a frame for that sight. It's difficult not to watch. Not too far from here, another detail draws the attention. The mark of a bite which is engraved on her warm neck. Her lips slowly extend into a wide smile as she slightly opens her mouth. Her long and sharp canine teeth are exposed. Those of a vampire. She laughs and looks again towards Elian, just in time to cross his gaze. Her blue eyes, surrounded from all that red, would draw the attention of anyone, like a full moon in a dark sky. She tells Elian that she knew that he likes that perspective. She did it on purpose. His gaze points again toward the ceiling. Now she gets on the bed as well. Then she stops, straddling Elian, who still ignores her. As her hands lay on his arms, she slowly leans towards him. While her hands slip towards his wrists, she asks Elian what's the matter. What's he thinking of? She points out that he never opposes her. He just lets her do what she wants and never responds to her words. She gets even closer. Her scarlet hair lies on his body. Her fingers caress Elian's face. As their noses touch, his gaze points elsewhere. Their lips are very close. Elian can feel again that weird sensation while touching her nose. It's like an ethereal body. She never tries to drag or push him, and maybe for the same reason, he doesn't try to free himself from her. Probably his body would just pass through her. Seems like he doesn't want to know the answer. She gets a bit nervous and tells Elian that he should look at her. Look at her face. In her eyes. And that he knows why. Then she moves aside and sits again on the side of the bed. Elian manages to fall asleep somehow. As he wakes up, he goes downstairs, and it looks like something has happened. The helper tells him that the plague arrived in the capital. That happened too fast. Even worse, he heard that the web collapsed in the whole capital. What happened? As Elian could imagine, that led immediately to a disaster. He thanks the helper and gets out of the house. He doesn't even have time to take a few steps as a couple of men approach and stop him to tell him something. They look like some kind of men in black. They must be the secret service of the government. They ask Elian to follow them to chat for a bit. He's quite suspicious and a bit annoyed, but decides to follow them. They walk beyond the square and cross a large gate. Inside it, there's a great palace. It's the government palace. The palace inside is exactly as Elian would expect. Expensive and luxurious. Around here, there's a continuous flow of state employees and influential people. There's also some guy that looks like the two men who are escorting Elian. After talking to someone nearby, they invite him to follow them upstairs. You have reached Government Palace, floor zero. Flag, to the square, to the mayor's room, to floor B1, flag. A flag of the current governing party flies alone. This is a place which should be neutral, but looks like they don't give a damn. To the square, to the mayor's room, to floor flag, to the mayor's room. At the end of the path, they finally enter a room. It's the room of the mayor. He has a self-important attitude, but he also can't hide his concern about something. Probably it has something to do with the reason why Elian is here. The mayor invites him to sit. He must talk with Elian. You have reached Government Palace, Mayor's Room. Window, bookshelf, gun. Mayor, to floor zero. Window.
Excuse me. What time is it?
11:15 a.m.
Okay, it's 11:15. We can go for another 15 minutes or so.
The huge window offers a wide view of the square. Bookshelf. It is filled with books about history, geography, and economics.
Okay.
Gun. On his desk, there's a gun which is customized with some decoration. Elian can smell the slight scent of gunpowder coming from it.
That's my iPhone, sorry.
Mayor. Elian sits as well. While the mayor gesticulates nervously with his fingers, he starts to explain the situation, which matches with the info he got from the helper about the plague and the web. There's more. This morning he received an email. The sender called themselves a group named the Witches. Even if it sounded like a bad joke and he wanted to ignore them, they wrote statements that were much too accurate. They also announced they were responsible for the current situation and threatened him with death. They won't restore the previous state of things unless the killers pay for their crimes. The mayor heard indirectly about Elian, following some rumor fairly spread around the nation about a vampire hunter. Not a good thing, considering that Alucard told him not to draw any attention, or Dracula could track their movements. The mayor, without wasting much time, asks Elian to find those witches and solve the problem. It looks like he doesn't even care about the request. Elian is here to find a secret document, but this is not the time. He will wait for a proper chance. Meanwhile, he accepts and will try to take a good look at the structure of the palace. First of all, Elian will investigate around the city in order to find a clue that will lead him to those witches.
Okay.
To floor zero, window, to mayor. He expects Elian will finish the job quickly. He will talk to him again after he accomplishes the task, and then Elian will be paid properly. So he invites him to leave quickly.
Okay.
To floor... You have reached a government to the mayor's room, to floor B1. The Secret Service won't let him pass. This is an off-limits area. Access is granted only to authorized personnel. To the mayor, to the square flag, to the... You have reached Capitol Square. Saving point. You saved the game. Meta guy. Soldier.
Uh-oh.
The battle begins. The battle ends. Elian gains 50 experience points. Press con... Saving point. Meta guy. Soldier.
Oh, come on.
The battle begins. The battle ends. Elian gains 50 experience points. Press con... Saving meta to the alley. To the government. Saving meta to the alleys. You have reached Capitol, South Alley. Graffiti. Along the walls, it's full of images. But even more of political invectives and insults. Corpse. A guy lies on the ground next to a dumpster with his back on the wall. He's dead. Elian uses his power of hearing the voices of the dead and touches the body. His mind is still too blurry. Probably he died by overdose.
Okay.
To the entrance, to the square, abandoned building. At the end of an alley, there's a dead end. The wall seems like the side of an abandoned building. All the passages are completely shut down, so there's not much that Elian can do. South Alley. Just another alley. It's narrow and long. It leads to nowhere that would interest Elian. Graffiti. Up to the square. To the end. Corpse. To the... You have reached Capitol. To the help. Burnt car. That car has been riddled by a machine gun. It's difficult to know if... Soldier.
Oh, come on.
The soldier saw Elian coming from outside. Hence, he has no bystander. A strange scent comes from him. Perhaps he just smoked weed or something.
That's funny.
To the road, bystander. Perhaps it's just a stereotype, but Elian has a suspicion that a witch hidden in town can survive with their most common activity. Selling herbs and medicine. He gives it a try and asks him where he bought what he just smoked. The guy nervously looks away and tells him that he doesn't know what he's talking about. Elian notices that he's looking at the soldiers. The guy is walking away, but Elian needs an answer. Soldier, bystander. Elian stops him by putting a hand on his shoulder. He tells him that he has nothing to do with the government. In fact, the bystander saw Elian going away with the Secret Services before. He adds that they stopped him because he comes from outside the capital, since the plague spread here. The guy has calmed down. It seems like it's a herbalist selling that stuff. They should be somewhere in the alleys. Elian thanks him and leaves. To the road, two alleys.
Let's see here.
You have graffiti cap corp to the end to the square. Abandoned south graffiti. Abandoned building. At the end of an alley there's a dead end. The wall seems like the side of an abandoned building. All the passages are completely shut down. So there's not much that Elian can do.
Okay, so it must be through the alley. Hang on a second. My ear is itching. There we go.
South alley.
11:23 a.m.
Okay.
As Elian searches for the herbalist, he can smell a particular scent of herbs. It seems to come from that door. Graffiti to the witch house. Abandoned building to the witch house. Elian opens the door. This is a shop. A herbalist's shop, to be precise. It looks antique and fascinating. Many rare flowers and aromatic herbs are scattered around. Furniture and decorations are made with wood. Many wicker baskets are placed above some table or are hung from the ceiling by a thin rope. The combination of scents, along with the visual impact, makes this place quite unique. Elian closes the door and takes a look at the woman. She's middle-aged, yet quite beautiful. Her skin looks smooth, more than the average. Aside from that, her gaze is what makes him know for sure that she's a witch. The woman stares at him for some seconds. Then she smiles and welcomes her new client. You have reached capital, witch house. Tables, amulets, seats, door. Shop's owner, to the alleys, tables. Many baskets are placed on the tables. Most of them contain flowers and herbs, but there are also other products like soaps, balms, ointments, and other articles, which all look strictly handmade. Amulets. On the highest part of the walls, there are many amulets. They are all handmade and crafted with many natural materials, like wood, leaves, and straw. There's also some made with the bones of animals. A few are a bit eerie. Elian can sense some actual magic coming from them. Seats. There's some antique chairs around a round table. Seems like it's possible to enjoy a herbal tea with homemade biscuits while sitting there. Elian wouldn't mind seizing the opportunity. Unfortunately, it's not the right time for that. Such a shame. Door. The door is closed. Perhaps there's a storeroom behind it. Shop's owner, to the alley. Shop's owner. After looking around, Elian gets close to her. She's a bit surprised. He doesn't look like an ordinary customer. She asks how she can help him. Elian looks around for a second, and then he gets straight to the point. He asks her if she's a witch. He expects yes as an answer. Even if the woman is smiling, the same can't be said for her eyes. She takes some steps forward and looks Elian straight in his eyes. She replies, asking him if he's a dampier, for instance. Her hand was at the point of grazing Elian's face, but suddenly she had to stop and quickly withdraw it. Elian turns his head to his left and takes a look behind him. It's his scarlet mate, who stands there quietly. It looks like the shop owner can't see her, but the other woman must have done something. What kind of glare could she have made? She admits she's a witch, but tells Elian that his nature is way more complicated than the simple fact of being a dampier. Elian asks her about the plague and the web. She has nothing to do with that. Her eyes are sincere. She says that perhaps he's looking for something else, like the group of witches located in the mountain next to the capital. Elian didn't expect to receive that information so easily, especially from a witch. He asks why she sold out her friends, but she smirks at that question. She replies that they are not her friends. Not anymore. Anyway, she won't provide further details. The mountain she's talking about can't be reached by a common human. Actually, not even by a common dampier. The witch tells Elian that the best way to reach that place is morphing into an animal with the help of a relic. That's the only way for a dampier. The witches can do that with a simple spell. Elian saw some particular object inside the shop, so he attempts to ask if she has any of them. The witch asks him to wait a second. Then she turns around and opens the door behind her. It's completely dark inside, but she moves comfortably inside it. Then she returns with something in her hand. It's the mummified paw of a wolf, contained inside a transparent globe. That's her last relic at the moment, a wolf relic. With it, Elian would be able to morph into a wolf. He could try with that. Elian asks her what she wants in exchange. In fact, there's a little task that the witch would want to assign him. He just has to deliver a pack to someone. The address seems the same as the helper's house. Possible? Actually, the current situation really annoys her, since it heavily hinders her job, and it's better for a witch to not go around at the moment. It's no use to say that she doesn't want Elian to open the pack. With a smile, she tells him he would regret it. So Elian gets the pack and leaves.
Okay.
Door. Shops out to the alleys.
Let's leave. Let me check the
You have reached inventory capital. Real quick. Graffiti. You opened the inventory page.
So 5.
Blood vial.
1.
Pack. A mysterious pack that the witch of the shop entrusted to Elian. Nothing, 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 nothing.
1. 5.
Blood vial. You opened.
You're back in the map.
To the witch house. Abandoned to the graffiti. To up to the square. To the entrance.
Let's go back to the helper's house.
You have. To the help capital. 2 alleys. To the helper's house. You have reached book capital. To the entrance. Helper. Cell phone. Stair. Helper. Elian shows the pack to the helper. They're both surprised by the situation. The helper gets the pack and puts it somewhere. Elian wonders what the content of the package is. But he won't ask, since it's unlikely the helper will answer the question.
All right.
To the entrance, helper. The helper suggests to Elian not to do what he just did again with the same client, or the military forces will find it suspicious. To the bookshelf, to the
Alright, so I think I gotta go back to the meeting place.
You have reached to the capital, 2 alleys, to the road to the capital. You have to the entrance, to outside the capital, mountain, signpost, mountain, to out to the signpost, to the entrance, to outside. You have reached meeting, saving, you saved the game.
Alright, let's check some stuff here.
You opened the menu page.
Life XP, life points,
100% life experience, inventory, instruct, game progression,
3%.
Yep, okay, I've barely scratch the surface. Now, I think...
You're back in the map tree. Save it to the capital, Alucard. Alucard suggests to Elian to get some blood from the medical kit before leaving.
Oh, yeah.
Rock. Medical. There's no transfusion bags left at the moment. Tree. Saving. You saved the game.
All right, well, I think I gotta go to the mountain next time around, so join me again for part two. You guys take care.
H-H-2-E-
Oops.
Audacity.
All right, take care.